Gerald Lucas with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Candy. Candy writes from Weehawken, New Jersey. And Candy writes, what do you expect for real estate in 2021? Well, Candy, I'm going to give you my 2021 real estate market forecast. Happy New Year to everyone. Looking forward to a better 2021 than 2020. But my 2021 real estate market forecast is going to focus on five areas. The first being housing inventory. The second being pandemic surges and the vaccine rollout and implementation. The third is new home buyers entering the marketplace. The fourth is remote work. And the fifth is migration. And all five of these areas are, you know, obviously are going to affect real estate in 2021. So we'll start with housing inventory. There was a shortage of 4 million newly constructed homes in 2020. And so as a result, I'm expecting home sales to be as strong, if not stronger, as they were as housing inventory relative to demand continues to plummet. And I think really the only fix for that short term is additional housing inventory, additional housing supply. Now going on to the pandemic surges and the vaccine rollout and implementation. Luckily, we've got two vaccines right now that have begun to be implemented. And hopefully, depending on, you know, how many of those vaccines get into people's arms and are adopted, we'll reach herd immunity at some point, maybe at the end of Q3 or into Q4 of 2021. And at that point, we'll have a better idea of how local real estate markets will restabilize. Because what's happened since the pandemic, of course, it's, you know, once in a century, nobody knows whether all of those trends are going to continue or not, but we'll have a better idea which ones are permanent, which ones were temporary, when we get herd immunity once the vaccine has been rolled out. And it's in 70% to 85% of people in our country. The third area I'm going to talk about is new home buyers. So millennials are the largest demographic group in American history. Them along with Generation Z are going to be the main new home buyers. And they, more than anything else, will drive the evolution of residential real estate going forward. So for example, millennials, etc., amenities are going to be more important to them. They need to be on your radar because they're the primary first-time home buyers, and that's where most of your housing activity is going to come from. So the fourth thing I'm going to talk about is remote work. So the rise of telecommuting as a result of the pandemic has changed housing demand in different markets. In certain markets like Truckee, California, outside of, you know, the Bay Area, and Boise, Idaho, for example, have become beneficiaries of additional telecommuting and remote work. I think that trend is here to stay and will outlast the pandemic. But we'll see, you know, after the pandemic is hopefully in the rearview mirror for the most part, we'll see whether the markets that got hot go down again or, you know, continue to be strong. But I think telecommuting and remote work is a trend that's here to stay. The last thing I'm going to talk about is migration. So as a result of primarily the pandemic, a lot of people have moved around outside of crowded, you know, out of crowded cities and to other places. I think, again, once the vaccine is out, people have herd immunity, I think the migration out of cities will slow or stop, and more people will, you know, go back into cities, because the basic demand and drivers of, you know, why people live in cities, none of those things have changed. So it may not be the same exact people moving into cities, and some people, like for example in New York City, rents have gone down, but I think that in the long run, you know, even if it's not the same people, more people are going to move back into the city if they think that there's more affordable rents to be had. And I think this is particularly true for households without children. So thank you for your question, Candy. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. Again, Happy New Year. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.